Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic, the program where you can talk about anything you want, as long as you keep it clean. And we're going to try to get the phones open. We've been having a lot of on and off technical problems for many, many reasons. And we're trying to do our best to keep the show on the air. So here we are. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. That's not the call-in number for the show. That's the phone number. I'll give you the call-in number if we get the phones open. And we appreciate our listeners. People listen at all different hours and times. So that's one of the best things about this show. You can hear it anytime you want. All right, Inner Sight. And we got a few friends, some of whom help us financially, some of whom do an exchange with us. So we like to acknowledge our friends. And one of them is the Big East Akita Rescue down in Tuckahoe, New Jersey. Big East, 609-388-7004, the Big East Akita Rescue. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, great Japanese mountain dog, very intelligent. And contrary to popular belief, not every Akita is mean and vicious and aggressive. You know, you got to find the right one for the purpose of which you want it, you want the dog for. And we've been emphasizing so far that I know of, to no avail, that dogs should be used to protect the schools, you know, detect firearms, people carrying firearms coming into the school, and a metal detector inside the door gives added protection. So we've been advocating for this even before that horrible shooting in Texas. And so far that I know of, it hasn't been done, and the politicians haven't stepped up and declared it a rule or a mandate. So we urge them to do so. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. That's the email on the Big East. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. There it is. And we urge you to adopt an Akita. Let Joanne Diamond know what you want the dog for, and she'll do her best to evaluate it. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info on that subject. Kennedy, 631-888-1186 on the phone number, 888-1186, Islip, New York. Mr. Anthony Kennedy Realty. And don't forget about all the beautiful children of the world, even those who have passed away. We remember some of those here every night. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, and all those who perished in the Texas shooting. We honor them and we wish them heavenly bound destiny. All right, Inner Sight, go an extra mile for a child. That's our saying that we up, we sort of, very spontaneous, but it's so true. Go that extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, you need dog food, cat food? There's a good number. I got a number for you where you can get free food for your animal. It's called Nobody Starves on Long Island. And it's local. It's 631-484-3085. If you're disabled and you're unable to go and pick the food up, let Gary know. That's the guy's name, Gary. Let him know, and he may be able to bring the food to you. That phone number, once again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, Inner Sight, and tonight, open mic. I want to thank Silo for their help, advocate group. They got the ADA celebration coming up this Friday. And yours truly is planning to attend from Inner Sight. I want to thank them for extending an invitation to try to get names on our petition to turn all the nursing homes into accessible housing. And there's a great need that would be fulfilled when that happens. So Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. That's Silo in Suffolk County, New York. Check them out. We've got to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help to keep Inner Sight on the air. Greatly appreciate that. And all our friends, Olga Murray from the town of Islip, and her support. You need a civil rights lawyer, we would recommend James Bahamonde. Dial him up, 516-783-9662. And you don't have to pay him. He'll let you know if you have a case and what he can do for you. So there's no fee involved with that. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And we do an exchange for Able News. Let's see if the if our engineer comes on. We'll let her do that. Yes, open mic. If you call in, or if we call you, either way, you know, keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television, whatever you got in the background. And hopefully you'll be on a landline as opposed to a cell phone, because usually better reception. And off the speaker. The broadcast clear, you know. So open mic. I heard the item on the news where they said that the Russians are going to try to invade the Ukraine's security setup, and how Mr. Biden is, how the White House is planning to give the Ukraine a reinforced security setup. Well, that's good. I mean, that's very nice, you know. I'm not against helping people in other countries. But what about us right here? You know, we're not protected by the law the way we should be. Our security is very shaky. You can be put into a nursing home. There's no money to keep you out of the nursing home. If there were, you wouldn't need nursing homes. you know, if the state wants to put you into a nursing home, they can go to court. And 95% of the time, the judge is going to go along with the state, especially if there's no help for the person who's trying to stay out of the nursing home. So where's our security? Why doesn't the president do something about that? You know, we have to go into these nursing homes, surrender our lives, surrender our money, resources, whatever, if somebody happens to own a condominium or a home, they take that. They take everything. No security in that. Why doesn't the president do something about that? And that's what Inner Sight is, one of the things that we're trying to change. So now this week is the celebration of the Americans with Disability Act. All right. Now, I'm not going to say that no one was ever helped by that law, because that's not true. Maybe some people were. But look at all the people that it leaves out that aren't covered by the ADA. One large group is those who apply for service dogs. It's horrendous. You know, you don't even have the protection of the major law in this country that is supposed to be there for the disabled. When you apply for a service dog and you have a problem with the school that's supposed to help you, why doesn't the President of the United States do something about that? It's a federal law. He's got jurisdiction over that. Inner Sight went to our congressman. He wouldn't do a thing about it. We tried to get it done on a state level, and the head state senator wouldn't do a thing about it. So it's not like, you know, we're not trying to do these things. But unless you have a big chunk of funding behind you and you can make a big deal over these things, you know, and smear it all over the internet, which is usually how things get done these days, you're not going to get anywhere. Because the politicians don't care. They only care about how much money you have and how you can use some of that money to get them reelected. If you don't have that, they may put up a good front, you know, give you a meeting and all that. That's about it. So Inner Sight does not hail the ADA for many, many, many reasons. You know why I don't hail the ADA personally? Because it doesn't protect my guide dog. It doesn't protect anybody's guide dog when it comes to the schools that train the dogs. Maybe out in the public it does. Now, there's a contradiction. If it protects your dog in the public when you're blind or disabled, why doesn't it protect it when you're dealing with the school that trains the dog? What a contradiction that is. I just thought of it. That's horrible. Doesn't make any sense. When they put the part in about, you know, how you're protected by the ADA, and that's very, very shaky because there's no enforcement. You know, you got to go to court months, years before you even see anything, and then hope that some judge doesn't throw it out. So if you're protected supposedly in the public under the ADA, why aren't you protected with the school. They're supposed to give you the dog and train the dog for you. There's a big hole in that ADA right there. Inner sight and open mic. We have we're going to make a couple of phone calls to people who want to be on the open mic. We'll wait and see if our engineer makes an appearance. Engineer, are you there? All right. Supposed to be coming up, so they say, on a heat wave in New York. Supposed to be up in the 90s. So beware of that. Keep water with you. You know, and if you have a dog, especially a service dog, put that cream on their paws. I forget the name of it, but you can get it in the... probably get it in the health store, too, but you can get it in the animal store. You know, all the big... They have it. Because the pavement can become very hot and steamy and burn the dog's paw. So you got to remember to put that on if you're going to venture out. All right. Inner sight reminds you. Yes. Take care of that animal who takes care of you. All right. Round the world, open mic. Inner sight, and if you're listening, we thank you for that, but we don't have the ability to click you in if you want to talk. What you can do is call the show, call the inner sight number, that is, I'll give it to you in a minute, and leave your number, and we'll retrieve it and call you back. 817 New York, Inner Sight, open mic. The Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. If you want to speak on the air, call, and we'll hear the signal that you called and retrieve your number and tune you in to Inner Sight. Yeah, so let's see. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show, 8 to 9. You know, one amazing thing, we are the only agency for the disabled that I know of that is trying to get rid of the nursing home. I don't know of any other group, you know. And if they are, I wish they would come along and help us. You know, I mean, people have protested against them, you know. But in doing that, they've always asked for more money, you know. Well, that's not the answer. More money for home care is not going to get rid of the nursing homes. Nursing homes are still going to be there. See? But they never ask for money to get rid of the nursing homes. The government's not going to give you money to get rid of nursing homes. I mean, there's a great need for it. But not one of these programs has it. So Inner Sight, we have a backup plan because we're gonna try to get these politicians to play ball. We're planning on a news conference in September, but we're not gonna run after them forever and ever and ever because that's been done already. No, we're gonna try. If they don't respond, we're going to go in a different direction and try to raise the money on our own. And maybe put up a lobby in Washington at the same time. Get people out on an individual basis and use the media and embarrass the hell out of these politicians, because that's probably what it's going to take. You know. So we do have an alternate plan. And we urge everyone to support our efforts. I mean, even if you're not nursing home age, something else could put you in a nursing home. A severe accident or, you know, an illness. So we're doing this for everyone, not just for the disabled or the elderly. It applies to everyone. Thursday night we got a show with a guy who wrote a book on Social Security. And we'll have him on Thursday night with the book. I forget the title right now. Social Security something or other. But that's Thursday night. And Friday, we goof around and do the funnies over here. You know, we have some characters that we create, or some characters, others that are old-time comics, and we sort of bring them into the modern day and just goof around, you know. The Friday Night Frolics on Inner Sight, that's coming up 8 to 9 on Friday. So check us out. All right, Inner Sight. And we apologize that we don't have an engineer. So let me see if I can get our advocate from North Carolina, Katharina. See if we can get her on the Inner Sight line, and we'll break the station and so stand by. All right, we're unable to reach our Carolina advocate. We'll try her again in a little bit. This is Inner Sight Live, open mic. And again, if you're listening and you'd like to talk on the air, give us a call on the Inner Sight line. Leave your number and we'll call you back, 631-224-3090. You know, I was thinking today how disabled people can't be normal as much as we, many of us try. You know, you can't be normal, you know. This latest victim of that, this woman that we're trying to help now who was hit by a car, horrible, out west. And was not treated the way a normal person would be treated, you know, because she's blind. And all the comments and the innuendos and the prejudice, you know, on the part of the judge and the jury reflected on the whole trial, and she got nothing. She lost. She didn't even get compensated for her injuries, and they were severe, critical. So we're not permitted to be normal because the law doesn't protect us, even with the ADA, as we said a few minutes ago. You know, it protects you a little bit when you're trying to go into a public place with your service dog. It's very weak in protection because there's no enforcement. But it doesn't protect you at all when you're applying for the dog and dealing with the agencies that use you to raise money. They use your application. Your name is on that application. And they take it and use it to raise money. So, the average person, think about what I just said, but the average person should be grateful that they can be so-called normal, you know, and get up and go and function and not have to deal with situations. Oh, am I going to be able to get into this place? Can I read this? Or are they going to be prejudiced against me because I'm normal? People don't think like that. They don't have to. So, being so-called normal is a real challenge when you're disabled. And that challenge has not been taken up enough by the government. And you got to blame the government more than the agencies, because the agencies have agreed to be the way they are. You know, that the government gives them the money and they run the show. That's why you don't have any agency that has money to get rid of nursing homes. And last night's show, we tried to find a foundation. We looked it up on the website of the disabled, or some sort of website that both have all information about the disabled. We couldn't find one foundation that would donate money to help an agency get rid of nursing homes. Not a one. And that's a big reason why you have nursing homes. Because nobody is really doing that work. We're doing the work without money. And it's not the easiest. All right, 829 New York, open mic, no engineer. So we apologize for that. You can listen in the archive to this show. You can listen anytime you want. All right. And I think if people want to celebrate the ADA, I think the way we're trying to celebrate it is to get the media to write a story about this woman who I just spoke about, who was horribly injured, got nothing out of it, very prejudiced against by the jury and the judge. And our gesture of celebration is trying to get the word out about that, and the area where she had to walk wasn't even ADA safe. In other words, the strips weren't on the walk where she would been able to know that she's in the crosswalk or not. So the ADA didn't do a thing about that. And the government, that's the fault of the government. You know, all traffic areas should be securely protected for everyone. See? And the government gets away with it. They get away with it because there's no enforcement. So our idea of celebrating the ADA is to get this message out and maybe, let people know that this law needs to be drastically amended and strengthened so that we can live normal lives. When a law doesn't protect you and you're at a disadvantage, you can't live a normal life. You got to go about things in a roundabout way and try to improvise and fight with these people and everything else. It's horrible when you're trying to simply live your life. All right, in a sight. Let me try our advocate once more down in Carolina and see if we can get her on the phone. If not, we'll have to leave it for another time. So stand by, world. All right,
please leave your message for...
She's not available. So, I'll have to get her another time. Inner Sight, open mic again if you want to be on the program tonight. You want to talk, and the subject is whatever you want it to be. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And leave your number, and we'll get back to you. Hey, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Inner Sight presents Insight. You want to stay in shape and have fun and learn self-defense? Give him a call. Speak to Devin. He's a real cool guy. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. That's the program. And it's always good to learn how to defend yourself. Again, 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez is the boss over there. You don't want to mess with him. All right, Inner Sight. We're going to try to get Louis the Lip on the line. Now, Louis is one of the characters of our Friday night show. And I think the funniest thing that Louis does is when he sings. I mean, to me, it's so funny, you know. He starts singing, and tonight I'm going to ask him to sing an old Satchmo song, When the Saints Come Marching In. If we can get Louis on the line, maybe we can get him to sing that, and I can just imagine him singing that, and if you're listening, you'll be able to hear it. All right, Inner Sight, let's see if we can get Louis the Lip. Once again, stand by, world. We're going to be off the air for a few seconds. Is this Louis the Lip?
No, my name is Suzanne. How you doing, Frank?
Suzanne?
Yeah.
Boy, you went through a big change, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel funny she walked away from the phone Friday night. Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, she's been quite a character lately. Anyway, listen, how you doing? Did you have your dinner?
I had Puerto Rican meat patty.
Oh, that's good.
And a little French fries with a little ketchup and a little salad.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
You don't get indigestion from that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to eat. It's very important.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, I told the audience, I don't know if you can do it, but I told them before you came on the air that I'm going to ask Louis to sing Satchmo's song, When the Saints Come Marching In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have an audience on the other side, or you don't have an audience?
Oh, yeah, we got an audience, sure. Got a
big, at home?
Big audience.
Where, the audience at home?
Yeah, whoever's listening.
Oh, everybody, everybody likes Louis Rivera.
That's right.
Look at all the phone calls I'm doing, Louis Rivera, I hear the voice through it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Remember Satchmo?
I read the same. I'll imagine it. When the saints go marching in, I rather play than never. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Hey, that's great, man. That's a good imitation.
When the saints go marching in.
Yeah. We're going to have to do that Friday night. That's a great.
Hey.
That's a great song.
How about this one? Rockin' a treetop all day long, hoppin' and the boppin' and the singin' a song. All a lot of birdies on Jay Burr Street like to hear the robber go treat, treat. It's Suzanne, Suzanne Tarassi. Go, Suzanne Tarassi, gonna really go to rock tonight.
Treat, treat.
Frank Perino, that Frank Perino, go Frank Perino, go to really go to rock and die.
Hey, who wrote that?
Rockin' Robin, Bobby Day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now wait a minute, did Chuck Berry sing that? Who sang that?
Bobby Day, and then on the 70s, sing it with Michael Jackson.
Oh. What was the song made by Chuck Berry?
Johnny Be Good,
Johnny
Be Little
Good,
16, Maybelline, You Never Can Tell, My Ding-a-Ling.
Boy, you know them all, huh?
Yep. Nadine, Is That You? Well, all his hits.
Well, I got to tell you a story about Chuck Berry now.
Yeah.
Chuck and I were in the same magazine years ago in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
He was on the front page of the Star magazine, and I was right in the inside cover.
Yep.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he saw me, but he might have. You know.
Hey Suzanne, Suzanne, I missed you Friday. I heard you were off the air. You never come back on the air. What's the matter with her?
Yeah. Well, she'll be all right.
Yeah, she went crazy. You don't want to hear about hot dogs, and she took them off the air.
Hot dogs.
I don't blame her.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
How many hot dogs can you eat?
Not all the time, Frank. I eat the double hot dog.
You eat two, three?
Two is good.
That's about it, but that's not enough for the contest.
Yeah, don't let Suzanne hear that. Yeah. I like Goulden's mustard when I go to a ball game at Nature's Hot Dog with a little mustard on it, and I ate it, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta have the mustard with the sauerkraut and the ketchup and the
onions.
The horseradish.
Oh, get no, thank you.
You don't like horseradish?
I like horseradish. That might make me go.
Horseradish is good for you.
Yeah, you had it before.
Oh yeah.
How's that horseradish?
Stop that. The horseradish, I gave it to my horse, and he kicked me.
Yeah, I know.
He said it's horrible.
El caballo.
El caballo, see. Well, listen, now we're going to have a show Friday night with Lauren Hardy and the Funnies. And
okay.
Go ahead. Give us a little promotion.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rosanna Dana. Which is doing on a Friday night for Block Talk Radio Follicks.
That's
from 8 to 9 o'clock. On Friday night, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
With Lauren and Hardy, the Honeymooners, your friendly philosopher, and Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper in the bathroom. With the swab in hand.
Jerry Lewis in the bathroom. Is Jerry Lewis still alive?
He died 2016.
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Who's that back up?
Oh, that's the biting buzzard.
It sounds like Suzanne's voice through the backup.
No, that's not Suzanne.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
No.
Are you Suzanne? I told you it's not her.
Is that Delilah?
Yeah.
Hello, Delilah. Is that Delilah?
Did you hear?
Hello, Delilah. This is Lori Rivera talking.
All right. So Friday night, you know, you be here about 8:30 or so.
Okay, I'll keep trying. But Suzanne, don't cut off. I'm gonna hear your voice.
That's it.
Yeah.
We'll have to put her in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And lock the door and throw the key away.
Give Suzanne some cold salmon and eat it.
That's it.
Yeah.
You better cook it first.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear Suzanne's voice through the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Frank, I was in Sayville last Saturday. I went to a movie theater.
Oh, yeah?
I see that superhero, T-H-O-R, Thor. That's a superhero.
What is that, like Superman?
Like a superhero, yeah.
Oh.
I had me and my brother and my sister-in-law went.
Oh, that's nice.
I had a cold drink and a little popcorn.
Yeah.
Popcorn goes with a movie.
Yeah, what kind of drink would you drink? Coca-Cola?
Nah, a little Sprite.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, you don't eat popcorn?
Once in a while, yeah.
No butter?
No butter.
A little bit.
A little sea salt.
Yeah, right. I wish you could come with me to the theater. I'll give you some popcorn and a cold drink.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, have a good time. I had a good time with my brother.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think I saw your house in Sayville. I don't know where it's at.
Oh, yeah, I'm up on the boulevard.
What, at Sayville?
Yeah.
Not too far from the train station?
Nah, not that far. It's a bit of a walk, but...
On the corner?
Louis can walk, right?
Yeah, I don't want to find... I got to call a place that I don't want to get lost.
Well, you'd have to call me first.
Okay, well, I get off the train. Or the S-40, I get off at that corner.
Oh, yeah, well, the 40 goes right across the street from my house, so you call me first.
Okay, cause it's near. Is that near you, the S-40?
Yeah.
Oh, I live by that Union Boulevard?
No.
Oh.
I'm in Sayville.
Oh, okay. Not too far from the train station.
No, you take the bus.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, thank you for buzzing my ringy-ringy.
All right, with the ringy-ringy, with the Louis the Lip.
Okay, I'm Rosanna Dana signing off, and I'll call you on the Viernes Friday.
All right, in sight. Thanks, Lou.
You're welcome.
All right, stand by. Yeah. So that's our one of our stars of Friday night. And, well, it was a great imitation of Satchmo, wasn't it? By Louis? Yeah, I hope the whole world heard that. And no engineer tonight, so we're kind of winging it here. And was able to get Lou on the line. Louis the Lip on the line. A lot of L's in there, huh? Louis Lip Line. All right, I want to thank the Biting Buzzard for her comment on the open mic. And don't forget, tomorrow night is our nursing home show. You don't want to miss that because that pertains to everyone, not just those in the nursing home, or those who've gotten out of the nursing homes, or those who are not eligible for nursing homes. Someday you may be. So we got to get the government to stop wasting the taxpayers' money on those horrible places. All right, Inner Sight. And Inner Sight reminds you... The Third Eye Insight, my buddy Devin. So give him a call, 631-445-3464. And stay in shape and have fun and learn self-defense. You never know when you're going to need that. And let's see. Open mic. I listen to the business news, you know, and you hear now the Twitter brought a motion to see if they can sue Mr. Musk, and they won the motion, so there'll be a lawsuit, you know. Of course, everything is with the money, you know. You got the money, you can do all these things, you know. So that's a reason why many people are normal and protected, because they have the money, you know, to be that way. The millions of us who have very little of that, you know, we don't have the means to bring about normal conditions. And by that I mean, you know, protection of the law that's supposed to be there for us. So the money's there, but it's not being used in the right way. That's what's going on. There's plenty of money to help the disabled, and it's not being used properly in many aspects. So Inner Sight wants to change that. And with all the protests and all the demonstrations going on, I don't think I ever heard once demonstrators or the powers that be that head up these organizations say that the money should be in the hands of the person who needs the home health aid, not in some agency. You know, it should be in the hands of the person. Look at how much more protected you would be. You know, if the money were in the hands of the person and under their supervision, to be used, of course, only to for the purpose of which it's intended, if that money were available for us the way it should be, do you know that that money could be used in part to get rid of the nursing homes? See? That should be part of how that money should be used. Because what's the point of having a home health aid and money spent on it if you can still be put into a damn nursing home? The two have to go together. And that's where the money's not being used right. Not only is it not in the hands of the person who needs it, it's in an agency. And that money is still being used even when the person goes into the nursing home. The agency still keeps the money. So it's the whole operation of that funding that is making us unequal. We are not equal people in this world, in this country. And the President of the United States should do something about that. You know, I won't vote for any politician who doesn't do anything about that. Not anymore. I did. I voted for all of them. And look what happened. Not a damn thing was done to protect us and to amend the law that's supposed to be there for us. All right, Inner Sight open mic. We got a few minutes left. If you want to be on the show, call the Inner Sight number. Leave your number. 631-224-3090. And we're brought to you by Able News. Able, the paper on and about the disabled, where disabled people have priority. And let's see, columns by different experts, calendar of events, personal column. From time to time they have... They even have vans for sale if you're looking for an accessible van. Of course, who has the money for that? Why, you shouldn't have to pay for it. The agencies should pay for that. You know, they get enough money from the government that they could use that as a fundraiser and make money on it. A friend of mine said that to me today. Or the other day, this guy who's my buddy, Shane Snyder, who's out in California, helping me with to help this woman who was hit by the car. And he said that to me. He said, I don't understand why these blind agencies don't get involved with helping people like Miss Lewis. They can make money on it. Well, you see, we're not the only one to think that way. I'll bet you every person who's disabled in one time or another has thought along the same lines. Why aren't they helping us? They could use it as a fundraiser. And how many people who need that help would participate in that fundraiser? I offered to train Akita dogs for Helen Keller. Helen Keller was a big lover of Akita. And they wouldn't even call me back. Bottom line, they don't want us around. They don't want us to be normal. They want to keep us in a certain place where they can keep the flow of money coming in. That's the bottom line, world. And as I said earlier, the only way that that may ever change is if Inner Sight gets the big money. Anybody out there want to donate $50 million to us? Call me. I'll tell you how we'll use it. 631-224-3090, Inner Sight number. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. We thank you for listening. Hope you had a little fun with Louie. He'll be on Friday night. And to all our friends, thank you so much for being a part of Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.